أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Fajr and we've looked at the first three sections. The first section is like a wake-up call, inviting us to reflect on Fajr, on the 10 nights, on the even and the odd, and on the night when it departs. And Allah says, these are oaths for those who have rock-solid intelligence. Then he draws our attention to the tribes of Ad, Thamud and Fir'aun, who in essence were powerful. Their construction abilities were phenomenal. They had the most impressive architecture of their times. But they were in essence arrogant, wasteful and oppressive. They crossed the limits and caused corruption because they could. We then look at section 3, where Allah tells us that every aspect of life, whether it is gain or loss, is a means to benchmark ourselves where we are on the ladder of reaching our full potential. And we looked at a series of steps to take when we're afflicted. We will now look at section 4, which is a graphic picture of the regret of those who cross the limits, who cross the lines, who are ungrateful, arrogant, rebellious on the day of Qiyamah. And this spans from ayah 21 to 26. So Allah starts saying, Kalla idha dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. Nay, when the earth is made to crumble to pieces, literally when the earth is pounded until it is dust. In other words, there will be total loss of stability. The stability that the human being thought was in outer structures will no longer be. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Rabb will come and the angels in rank. So the next stage is witnessing the forces of the cosmos in then natural order. So Allah is displaying His power to those who arrogantly boasted about theirs. Remember they used to say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً. Who is more stronger than us? وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَعَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَ. The Jahannam that they created will be made to appear on that day, and the human being will be mindful. But what shall this mindfulness avail him? In other words, the human being will realize the reality of what he created, but he'll be too late to make amends. And look what he says, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِ. How I wish that I had sent before in my life. In other words, I wish I had made some smart investments for my future. So those who ignored the orphans, who didn't feed the needy, who loved wealth and devoured absolutely everything, now realize there is more to life than the exterior. And he says, For يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ أَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ. On that day there is no punishment like his punishment. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٍ. And none shall bind like his binding. In essence, you are bound to yourself. So the key points is, the stability was an illusion. Those structures were built on shaky foundations. Allah displays His authority to those who say, مَنْ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً. The regret at the lack of his investments in the future. And finally, one is bound to oneself. There is no escape. Here Allah is actually showing us the future. And the only way we can predict our future is to create it. We need a mission statement with a goal firmly in mind. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُعَلِيهَا فَاسْتَبِكُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Every existence has a goal. So you who read the Quran, seek the best of goals. So the message in section 4, take a lesson from section 2, from those who built their entire lives on the exterior, who used the ni'mah of Allah to build exteriors which had rotten interiors. There was arrogance, wastefulness and oppression or exploitation. And finally section 5. There's a profound shift. It sort of completely changes and it focuses on success. And he says in ayah 27, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, O soul that is utterly tranquil. Ya is used when you're addressing someone directly. So this is addressing the reader of the Quran, telling him, look at this is the future you should be vying for. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Return to your Rabb. Well pleased with him, well pleasing him. Now, radiya is knowledge of the perfection of the decree. It's like when Imam Hussein al-Islam was returning from the battlefield with al-Yaskar pinned to his arm. He said, Ridham bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amri. I am content with the knowledge of the perfection of your decree. Mardiya is to know that everything else is content with us as well. When one is content with creation, creation will automatically be in harmony with him. And when one is at that stage, that is at that point when divinity says, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter into my arena, enter amongst my slaves, Wadkhuli jannati, and enter into my jannah, be hidden into the one and only garden of Tawheed. On a practical level, there are four things that these phenomenal human beings do. Those who have nafsul mutma'inna, whose souls are tranquil, in trust, in submission to Allah, despite the whirlwinds that go around them. Number one, they're awake at Fajr, so their Fajr Salah is always there. They take advantage of 10 days. It goes back to the first section. Their odd in even Salah is always there. It could be referring to Tahajjud. And they're always around when the night disappears. That means they're Salatul Layl and Sehri. They're fasting and Salatul Layl. So let's sum the surah up. Five sections. Number one, wake up. Ponder over the four oaths, Fajr, 10 nights, the odd and the even, and the night when it departs. Look at the example of previous nations, Ad, Thamud and Fir'aun, who went beyond the limits because they were powerful and defiant, and they built their whole lives on external power, becoming arrogant and therefore rebellious. Section 3. Blessings and constraints are both tests. The key flaw here is ungratefulness. Section 4 gives us a graphic picture of the regret on the day of Qiyamah of those who were ungrateful, arrogant, rebellious, crossed the lines, and their regret when they say, we wish we had made some smart investments for our future. And finally, Section 5, the consequence of submission and social justice, utter contentment in entry into Jannah. Inshallah, we will continue with Ali Imran.